You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Work and Income New Zealand Funeral Grant is a payment that those eligible can receive to help pay for funeral costs. The amount paid has not changed in 20 years and has been criticized as being too low, not even covering the costs of a basic cremation. The Funeral Directors Association New Zealand is campaigning for increased payments and coverage to give those dying and their loved ones dignity. I spoke to Chief Executive Gillian Boyes about the WINS Funeral Grant and their campaign. I started our interview by asking how much the current grant is worth and how this number came about.
Okay, so the current amount it's worth is $2,445.37. That amount was landed on about 20 years ago when the government last reviewed the WINS grant amount, and then it's just gone up with CPI adjustments ever since, so that's why it's a bit of a funny amount.
Is the WINS funeral grant enough to cover a basic funeral?
No, look, we have looked at that. We've looked across the country at the prices of funerals, and we think for a basic funeral with a cremation, it's probably around the $7,500 mark, and for a burial, maybe around $10,000. So, you know, you can see that the grant at best pays at about a third of the cost of that cremation funeral, so really nowhere near enough.
How often is the WINS grant used?
There's about 5,000 New Zealanders every year that rely on the WINS grant, so, and that's out of about 35,000 deaths. So around about 19%, I think, I worked out, of people rely on that grant. So it's relatively high usage.
How easy is it to get a WINS grant for funeral costs?
Well, it is a process, so you need to fill out a very comprehensive form. You need to drop it into a WINS office because you can't email it. You need to provide supporting documents like a death certificate or proof of death and bank statement at the day the person died. You need to provide proof of your assets and income. So there's quite a lot to it, and it's quite hard for a grieving family to navigate, particularly if they are quite poor and perhaps don't have access to things like computers where they could print off a bank statement.
What is the Funeral Directors Association asking the government for?
Well, the association is asking the government to increase the grant amount. We don't think the amount enables families to have a good choice when it comes to making their funeral arrangements. We'd like to see it go up to near $7,000, which is what the ACC pay if you die in an accident for a funeral grant. So ACC pay $7,400. So we think if it were near that $7,000 mark, you'd actually be able to let the family have some choices about having a small ceremony or, you know, potentially having a burial if they can come up with a bit more money, and those choices aren't available to some families at the moment.
Are you also asking for improved coverage, like for the death certificate?
Yes, so there are some things that are and aren't covered in the grant, and ironically the death certificate isn't one of those. There's also some funny things like it will cover the burial plot, but it won't cover the cost to dig the plot, and that's a compulsory charge by the council, usually another $1,000 or so. These costs that just seem a bit odd that aren't covered, so we would like to see the government look at the criteria and just make it a bit more reasonable and fit for purpose.
Have any political parties made a promise to improve the WINS funeral grant?
No, unfortunately they haven't. We've talked to a number of political parties. They're sympathetic. I guess they're juggling a lot of welfare needs, and we've had quite a few promises from the current minister that the welfare review would consider this, but we're seeing that the recommendations from that review are acting at a real glacial pace. So we're not very optimistic that it will come about through there. So we'd really like someone in government to actually focus on this and give it some attention, because, you know, people are missing out at a time when they're having the greatest period of grief ever, and it just seems so desperately unfair.
That was Funeral Directors Association NZ Chief Executive Gillian Boyes on the WINS funeral grant.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.